Hello and welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Furtig and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. And as an information professional, I have familiarized myself with the abundance of open access resources available online. They are a highly sought after commodity in my field. Free information. If I'm looking for an article, I need to know where I can search, what channels I can travel, or what sites I might explore. The Information Archive is one of those websites, a wealth of information and resources, free and open to the public. The Information Archive is a not-for-profit digital library that was created in 1996. Originally, it started with the Wayback Machine, a project to preserve information on the World Wide Web. The Wayback Machine allows users to view websites as they are currently published and see previous iterations. With this application, you could track a website's development and see how it has evolved over time. The Wayback Machine allows you to review 27 years of web history with a click of a button. The Internet Archive's core mission is to provide universal access to all knowledge. It has grown and expanded into digitizing all forms of media. Today, its collection includes 735 billion web pages, 41 million books and texts, 14.7 million audio recordings, 8.4 million videos, 4.4 million images, and 890,000 software programs. But this is where problems arise. Some of the materials in the Internet Archive collection are copyrighted. We are going to talk specifically about the digital book collection. The Internet Archive started digitizing books in 2005. It created ebooks by scanning a physical book, which was either purchased or donated. The Internet Archives currently process about 4,300 books per day in 18 locations around the world. Books published prior to 1927 are available for download, no strings attached. Other, more modern books can be borrowed through its Open Library program. The goal of the Open Library program is to become a universal book database, like a web-accessible public library, offering full access to its books in digital formats. Now, flashback to 2020. Remember when the world was hit with the COVID pandemic? There were national shutdowns and life came to a standstill? The Internet Archive responded by opening the National Emergency Library. It expanded access to its digital books and removed the waiting list used in the Open Library program. Basically, all of the Internet Archive ebooks were available with unlimited access for free. 2 months later, on June 1st, 2020, four publishing houses sued the Internet Archive for copyright infringement. 2 weeks later, on June 16th, 2020, the Internet Archive closed the National Emergency Library and resumed its Open Library program. The publishers claimed that both the National Emergency Library and the Open Library systems were loaning out digital copies of books without compensation or permission from the publishers. They alleged that the Internet Archive was committing willful digital piracy on the industrial scale. Now, I'm not going to sit here and explain the entirety of copyright law, but here's a quick rundown. In the United States, copyright protection exists automatically from the moment an original work is created in a tangible medium. Now, under U.S. copyright code, a copyright owner gets to control who can make copies of the work, who can distribute copies of the work, who can perform or display that work publicly, and who can make derivative works, like translations, adaptations, reinterpretations, all in 17 U.S.C. Section 106. A copyright owner can share some or all of these rights with other people or organizations by transferring ownership or by granting licenses. 17 U.S.C. Sections 102A. Now, copyright is not absolute. It's not complete control of the work. There are exceptions and limitations. For example, fair use, library use, right of sale, classroom use, persons with disabilities. The principle of fair use is key to this case. Fair use previously protected Google Books and HathiTrust with their digital book preservation project in 2014. Fair use allows reproduction and other uses of copyright works without requiring permission from the copyright owner. There are four factors of fair use. the nature and purpose of the use, the nature of the original work, the amount of what is taken, and the effects of the use on the potential market. Additionally, it's more likely to be fair use if it's transformative or for educational purposes. So Judge John Codall of the Southern District of New York reviewed the National Emergency Library, the Open Library Program, and the Internet Archive ebook collection. And on March 24, 2023, almost 3 years after the suit was originally filed, Judge Codall ruled against the Internet Archives and granted the publishers summary judgment. He had found that the Internet Archive practice of scanning and distributing copyrighted materials is not fair use. It had done nothing more than create derivative work, which does not fall under the protection of fair use. He found that there was nothing transformative about the Internet Archive ebook collection. There was no additional criticism, commentary, or information about the books. He noted that the Google Book Project was transformative because it created a searchable database with unique search functionality like Snippet View, instead of just publishing entire copies of books online. Judge Codall found that the alleged benefits from the Internet Archive ebook library cannot outweigh the market harm to the publishers. And on August 11, 2023, a negotiated consent judgment was published in which the Internet Archives had to remove public access to all of the plaintiff's commercially available print books, but only those books that have electronic editions available. The Internet Archives filed an appeal with the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, maintaining their fair use argument. We will be watching this case as it progresses, and you can keep an eye on the Cleveland Law Library blog for the latest updates. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.